great weekend with your family, and I pray that you are well-rested. So much to cover as we start this new month, the first day of November 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. The press lied repeatedly, incessantly, about what was in the Maricopa County audit. They claimed that it showed Joe Biden won fair and square, when in fact it showed exactly the opposite. In fact, the audit found more than 57,000 problematic ballots in a state that Joe Biden allegedly won by just 11,000 votes. And that's just Maricopa County. 40% of votes came from the rest of the state, too. Pima County is far more liberal than Maricopa is, and a million people live there. You think they didn't have ballot issues? And it all could be even worse than what the audit actually found. The Maricopa County audit discovered that election officials deleted massive amounts of data that they were required to save under state law. But look beyond Arizona. In Racine County, Wisconsin, the local sheriff just uncovered fraudulent voting at a local nursing home. Patients whose dementia was so bad, they couldn't recognize family members. They didn't even know what day it was, but yet were still casting presidential votes. There are millions of Americans in care homes around this country. You think that was the only one where there was fraud? Of course not. And we know that in other ways. Last week on this program, we revealed data gathered by a group called Patriots for Delaware, which looked at the voting patterns in that state. They found several nursing homes in the state where the number of votes cast was two or three times the number of actual beds in the nursing home. Over 300% turnout. They also found hundreds of cases where dead people voted, people that have been dead for a very long time, or people voting despite leaving the state years ago. And this is all the shady behavior that we can easily track. Molly Hemingway from The Federalist has a new book out, Rigged. And in her book, she talks about how in a lot of states, things are so screwed up, you can't even catch the fraud. In Pennsylvania, things are such a mess, it's almost impossible. That's the state, by the way, where a court allowed officials to count votes that came in after Election Day with no signature. It's the state where Secretary of State, a Democrat, openly bragged that it would be impossible for the GOP to win the state. And then, of course, it all comes down to this: the voting machines. In Arizona, the audit revealed that the state's voting machines were connected to the internet when they absolutely were not supposed to be. The ballots were run through the machines multiple times, and that almost every person had an administrator password that gave them access to the voting machine data. Last year's election was so fraudulent. I mean, it was more fraudulent than Vernon Jones claiming to be a conservative, and we all know that's a fraud. But most Republican elites secretly wanted Donald Trump to lose. These frauds wanted to return to the old pre-2015 political order, even if they had to go back into the minority to do it. So they refused to investigate, refused to conduct audits, and tried to move on as quickly as possible instead. But if the Republican Party won't step up, then the burden falls on each one of us to step up instead. And nobody has stepped up more than a guy called Mike Lindell. If you've ever turned on Fox News, you know who Mike Lindell is. Born-again Christian, inventor and CEO at MyPillow, who may have single-handedly kept Tucker Carlson's show on the air in 2020. But Fox wasn't very grateful for any of that. Last July, they refused to let Lindell run ads for his election fraud cyber symposium. But of course, Fox is just joining a whole alliance of corporate America that's colluding to destroy Lindell. Kohl's, Sam's Club, Bed Bath & Beyond, they all stopped carrying his products. No business leader in this country has committed himself more completely to promoting America First ideals and try to expose election fraud than Lindell has. He held his major cyber symposium in August to try to publicize the evidence. He has the fraud from the voting machines. He's launched his own social media platform, Frank Speech. He's even sold off major personal assets to fund his legal battle against Dominion voting systems. And now Mike Lindell says that he has plans to take this 2020 election fraud case all the way to the Supreme Court to force these justices to review his challenge to Joe Biden's entire tenure in office. And Lindell joins us now. Mike, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Stu. That was quite an intro.
So you're you only touched
the tip of the iceberg, though.
I want to do one little quick example.
There's this lady. She's a very liberal progressive in Washington State. She goes out, and for years now, it goes out to these people on these shelters and stuff that they can't vote. And she, you know, they don't have access to voting. So she got all the stuff, the ballots and everything, to be sent to them. They all came to all of her shelters this last election, but none of the ballots showed up. Well, then she checked just, a few weeks after the election. Well, here all them people had voted, but they didn't really vote. Once again, they used their names. It's just horrific.
So you took to the cyber symposium in August. Now you're going to be hosting a pillow party at the Supreme Court. Tell us what this lawsuit entails. What's the framework look like?
Well, and you know what? Since the cyber symposium, remember, nobody got the $5 million, everybody. All the evidence is 100% from the 2020 election, okay, from November 3rd and before and after. But since that time, there was one of the most successful events ever because all 50 states showed up. They went back to their states right after that, at the same time that all the news went Fox on me. And what I mean by that is they go on Fox means you don't talk about it, right? So that even the bad media just went silent. Everyone's going, what happened to the symposium? They didn't want to talk about anything, okay? Well, in the meantime, the states then are reaching out to me and my team and going, hey, we had fraud in our state because we showed that during the symposium. It was every state in the country. So since that time, about every, it's like every other day, about three states a week, it seems like it's been, we fly out, my team meets with them, shows how it happened in their state with the machines, with pulling names from their voter rolls. Remember, we get all the voter rolls for the state, the registered voters, the people that voted, and what their voter rolls look afterwards. And you find stuff in there that anyone can understand. There's a single residence with one bedroom and 12 people live there with all last names. And you go there and know there's only one person living there, but all these 12 voted. They pulled these names. It was all computerized with this attack from China. We've got 90-some% came out of China. But so what we're doing is we're trying to get, and it's been very successful since that time, getting the attorneys general on board, because they're the ones that actually, remember, I've been talking about this case for 9 months, but they're the ones ultimately that are bringing the case to the Supreme Court. So we're all set now. We're going to bring it there on November 23rd at 9 a.m., 2 days before Thanksgiving. There's a reason for that we'll talk about. But what it is the U.S. government is the defendant, okay? All these attorneys generals now that are on board, and we're getting more all the time. And so what it is, it's under Article 4, and I'll quick read it if I can. The guarantee clause requires the United States to guarantee to the states a republic form of government and provide protection from foreign invasion. Right there. I mean, we have proved beyond a reasonable doubt, 100% non-subjective, that China was involved in this. So you have Article 4, then you also have Article 2, which we're bringing back. That'll be a little bit overlap of all the stuff that were the laws that were broke by the governors and secretary of states using the China virus as an excuse to break the voting laws in each state. That's kind of an overlap of what was brought back before the Supreme Court that they didn't accept to look at. But that's just part of it. You know, the big part is the states where they have 100% standing now, because every state has standing, and because it happened in every state. Part of it will be lawsuit against, the Arizona, the Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia. These states, because overturns the election, but also it's the cover up. the big cover up, we're exposing the big cover up, like Maricopa, like you brought up, they've destroyed election records. They have fought the audit since Ducey, Doug Ducey, the governor, said it was a good election from the day they were dropping the evidence.
Yep.
Shameful what he's done there.
Yeah.
And then you have Wisconsin Commission. They just sued the two people that were subpoenaing election fraud in Wisconsin, and they sued them to quit doing it. And these are, you know, you can't make this stuff up, everybody. The absolute cover up is as big as the crime itself. It's massive. They just keep deleting stuff. Colorado, they deleted the whole 2020 election. Every single machine, Dominion machine in Colorado, they deleted them all. They ordered it. They called it a trusted build. So they're going in and doing maintenance boom, then all of a sudden, where's the 2020 election?
So the majority of America right now is going to embrace this and go, wow, this is incredible. I mean, how can the Supreme Court turn this away? But also the majority of America has lost a ton of confidence in the high court. Where do you stand on your confidence level of whether or not the Supreme Court is going to accept this case?
Well, that's a great question, because that's why I've waited, because we've had enough evidence since November and December and, you know, early on, to give out one little piece to everyone in our country, 300 and some million people, we'd all go to prison for life, right? I mean, we've had all the evidence. The evidence really doesn't mean anything if you can't get it out there and get it before a court and a judge and get the people looking at it. So right now, our media has been our enemy since day one.
Agreed,
and now,
yes.
So when we drop this on November 23rd at 9 a.m., maybe even Fox will talk about it. Wouldn't that be something, Stu?
Wow.
I know, that would be amazing, right? So the buildup, everybody, that we're doing to the 23rd. Now, I want it to be the most talked about thing over Thanksgiving, because you have Thanksgiving and then you have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're doing a Frank speech marathon where we're going to be dumping. So if you're arguing with someone over the table, the Thanksgiving table, say, hey, let's go to Frank's speech, and you can see what we brought to the Supreme Court. And here's what I say about the Supreme Court, everybody. They are nine people. They've lived the American dream. They have grandchildren, children, brothers, fathers, sisters, neighbors, families, and they are there to protect our country. Now, I believe that they're going to vote 9-0 to accept it, to look at it. Let's make sure that's clear, you bad media out there, to look at it. They're going to take it in and go, hey, we finally get to see everything that happened, because we all know we have to fix 2020 first. And right now, over 30% of the Democrats even believe that this election was fraud and completely the biggest crime in history. Well, then now when they look at it, now everyone says, well, what are they going to do, Mike? I don't know. We're an anomaly in history. It's never happened where a foreign country has attacked our country without even firing a shot like this. This is a cyber warfare beyond anything anyone's ever seen. I will tell everybody this. If they say no, that they're not going to look at it, I have a group that we're in 38 states, Stu, 38 states. And they're in different parts of audits and everything. Well, if they say no, that's just going to engage them all the more, because one of the things that's going to happen is there's not going to be a machine in this country in 2022, or we lost our country forever.
You know, people are looking around right now, Mike, and they're seeing this attack on our medical freedom, transgender acceptance, and racist propaganda called CRT being shoved down our kids' throats. Yeah. I mean, the list just goes on and on. We know that. But don't you agree that the solution to all of this is fixing 2020? I mean, all of it goes away if we restore. Yep. If
100%, and people are seeing that. I believe that God's had his hand in all this. And I believe, look what's getting revealed. And, you know, I'm not a patient person. I wanted Donald Trump back in. And I wanted this election overturned back in. I wanted the machines exposed and gone months ago. But look what's happened in the meantime. Everyone, our eyes are getting opened up over here on the left. They're going, I have friends of mine that are liberals and Democrats. They're going, wow, this is horrible. Well, I'm going, yeah, but, you know, and I said, but they didn't even vote for him. Some of them, it's because they decided not to vote. I have some friends that decided not to vote, but they're looking at this now and they're saying, you know, what is this party that's in charge? Every single thing that's went on, if it doesn't help either party, you know, it's another evil thing that's going on. But it's awakening people up. It's waking them up, going, wow, maybe that went, well, let's look at that election. Maybe it was stolen. And I'll tell you what, you don't have to go too far if you want to see where we're headed as a country. If we don't get rid of the machines, go to Australia. Now, my friends over there, they're saying they'd patrol it with drones now. If you don't have the vaccine, you got 5 minutes to get back in your house and they talk to you.
In New Zealand, they actually have police checkpoints set up with spikes in the road. So you can't go from point A to point B if you don't have the vax.
But and you know, I've said before, right now, there's been cyber attacks. The world we're living in now with computer, you know, my pillow gets attacked all the time. Businesses do, credit card companies do, gas lines. Look at Korea that time with Sony. I mean, you have cyber attacks, but every one of them can be made up with money. It's all about money. But when you attack through an election and you take a country, you take everything, freedoms, you take everything. You don't have to go hack the other stuff because you already own them then. You control everything. This is the scariest thing. Jimmy Kimmel asked me, he goes, Mike, would you still be sounding the alarm if your friend Donald Trump was picked by them to, you know, okay, you're going to be the one we choose. And I said, absolutely. I said, it wouldn't matter. The difference would be is the election would have been pulled down in about 2 minutes. Going, what? There was fraud? Pull it down.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. What's good for the goose is not good for the gander. A lot of bad actors. A lot of them are coming from inside this establishment, Rhino GOP. And there's bad actors all over the place. But let's talk about some good actors. You recently endorsed Candace Taylor in Georgia for governor.
Yeah, yes. And I told everyone I wasn't going to endorse anyone until the machines were gone. But you know what? We got to get to a place on a parallel track, get people that have our back in power, that have our back. We've all seen now how terrible Republicans flipped on us, and we don't know what they are. And here we need people like Candace Taylor that has, well, first of all, let's fix 2021st. That's her, you know, she's after that. And she's for the people, all people, making decisions. When you get in power, you know, problem, solution, and what's it going to manifest to help all people? That's where Candace is at. And I went all in, endorsed her, because this is what we need. Do you know, Stu, since I got thrown into this, I figure kind of thrown into this in 2016, I didn't know anything about, I met Donald Trump for the first time. I can count on two hands politicians, and that's on both sides, and even ones that are in Washington that aren't elected, right? I can count on two hands where I know 100% that they have the people's back, and they're not making decisions, either political decisions or personal, or having a personal agenda. And that's scary. When you get all these people like your Doug Ducey's and your Brian Kemp's and your Rassenbergers and these people, you know, they don't have a party agenda, obviously, because they would say, hey, come in and look. And it's disgusting. So this is going to be the great change. And a great, you know, we get rid of the machines. We get great people like Candace Taylor. She is going to be amazing. And you know what? Where they're sitting, Stu, in our country right now, everybody, like I say, on both sides, all the Democrats are coming over here, but they want to come over. Everybody's kind of going in this bucket where you better say these words: Donald Trump won 2020. And you better say we got to fix 2020, get rid of the machine. And then you better say that when I'm in office, I'm going to make decisions for the people.
Yeah.
And I think people now have all gotten involved with this political agenda that these guys have and personal agendas. And they're going, hey, this was supposed to be a government for the people.
That's right. Of, by, and for the people. And I agree with you. Candace Taylor is a reflection of that.
She is going to be amazing. Candace Taylor will be the amazing governor. Most amazing governor Georgia's ever seen.
All right, so real quickly, I got about a minute left here. Give us the times and dates when this live event starts at frankspeech.com.
Yeah, we're going to start on Wednesday night of Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving at midnight, and go through Sunday night at midnight. So we're going to have guests on. We're going to have, hopefully we'll even have some of the attorney generals on that are part, that, you know, are going after the U.S. government. But we're going to have all the evidence. And I'm going to tell you, even in your own state, we're going to have this little converter where you can go, let's say Pima County, and you're going to go, well, here's the voter rolls. Wait a minute, 106% voted? That's not possible. And then you can look at the names. They just pulled names. People didn't go out and go, okay, I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote 3-4 times. Sure, some of that happened, but this was computer pulling names down of dead people that don't live in the state. So we're going to show all that from midnight Wednesday all the way to Sunday night. We're going to have guests on there. that are going to, we're going to be moving forward. And we're going to have a plan, by the way, how to replace the machines, what's going to replace them, and what you can do in your state and your hometown to get rid of the machines.
Nobody's fought
harder.
We're
going to have a whole plan laid out.
Nobody's fought harder than you. Mike Lindell, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you.
Mike is offering the sale of the year. You will receive 50% off his Giza Dream Sheets. Just go to MyPillow.com, and you will receive a set for as low as $49.99 with promo code STU. Or call 800-262-2403 and be sure to use STU at checkout.
Well, we all know that Arizona got the audit and Georgia got more attention, but in all likelihood, the shadiest presidential vote last year was in the state of Pennsylvania. Now, prior to the actual vote being held, the state Supreme Court ruled that election officials weren't allowed to reject a vote for having a mismatched signature, when signatures were basically the only election security practice the state had. They also had required that the state accept ballots that arrived after election day, even if they didn't have a postmark. Using money from Mark Zuckerberg, Pennsylvania set up dozens of unmanned, lightly secured drop boxes where people could leave mail-in ballots. These drop boxes made it impossible to enforce the law against ballot harvesting. There was no way to tell whether a person was actually dropping off just their vote or ballots for dozens or even hundreds of other people. And by the way, that's exactly what happened. The GOP monitored the boxes themselves and caught people repeatedly dropping off ballots for other people. That's illegal in Pennsylvania. But when they reported it, of course, nothing happened. And instead, they were targeted by the Democratic Attorney General, who claimed that monitoring election security was voter intimidation. Overall, even though it's far easier to commit fraud via mail-in ballot than when voting in person, there was actually a lower standard for voting by mail. And prior to Election Day, GOP poll watchers in Philadelphia were deliberately denied information about the layout of the building where ballots would be counted. On election night itself, they were intentionally kept far away from the tables where counting was occurring, so it was impossible for them to stop any fraud. Corrupt Pennsylvania judges wouldn't allow poll watchers inside satellite offices where early voting was taking place in flagrant violation of state law. It's a huge mess. And that's all without even getting into anything that might have been shady with the voting machines themselves. So in short, Pennsylvania's election was a complete travesty, and it was a Democrat-rigged sham regardless of who actually won. Fixing there has to be a top priority for any Republican in that state, but is that actually happening? Tony DeGespe is a former chief of staff for Pennsylvania State Senator Doug Mastriano, and he joins us now. So, I mean, take us through this. There's all eyes should be on Pennsylvania. Am I overstating this?
No, not at all. I mean, it was part two. I mean, you started out in Arizona. We went to Pennsylvania, and this should have been another situation where we actually audited an election process to find out what the results were truly back in November.
So this
but
is
we've never gotten anywhere.
There's obviously a fight going on here. I'm assuming the Republican Party, the GOP, is stepping up and demanding that we fix 2020 in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah. Well, no, not really. You know, it's all optics. That's their theme. Theatrics. It's all optics. The Senate leadership within Pennsylvania, the Senate Republican leadership within Pennsylvania, did not allow that to happen. Senator Doug Mastriano was initially giving all the things that he needed tools wise to go ahead and have the right committee to go ahead and have, you know, a chief of staff myself that he brought on as a project manager for this. But it was stalled out every step of the way. They just would not allow it to happen. And I really would target the fact that it was Jake Corman and the rest of the Senate Republican leadership within Pennsylvania that stopped this thing.
Why? Why are they trying to stop it?
Well, what we didn't know then that we absolutely know now is that Jake Corman's announcing he's running for governor. And so Doug Mastriano, if you look at the graphs that were presented to us back in July, Doug Mastriano had a 79% favorability rating to win the Republican nomination for governor in Pennsylvania. I mean, he was running away with it. Well, that's troubling to Jake Corman. And they've been, from what I understand, planning this for over a year to, for his nomination or for his run for governor. And so if Doug Mastriano gets the audit kicked off, that drives him over the edge as far as nomination favorability goes. And they were going to allow that. They were not going to allow that to happen. And the power that Jake Corman has in the Senate pro tem position, the president of the Senate Republican, actually, it's the Senate Republican leadership. He has control over the money. He has control over all the contracts. He has control over what attorney we pick. And so when you come to the table with all the things that we need to successfully lay this audit down and execute it on behalf of the state of Pennsylvania, he would not allow it to happen. We had many meetings. We had many conversations with at the staff level. We had caucus meetings that were leaked out purposely to drive a narrative against Doug Mastriano. Jake Corman pinned Republican senators against Doug Mastriano. And then what he would do is change the story with Doug to pin him against them. So it created paranoia within the Senate caucus.
I have said that, you know, a Marxist coup took place in this country overnight between the 3rd of November and the 4th of November. That's when the real insurrection occurred. And we now have a communist infiltration of this country. I mean, you can see it in your schools with this racist poison, critical race theory, this transgender acceptance, all of this stuff. The robbing of your medical freedom. I mean, all of this. This is communist America. The silencing, the deplatforming, the censoring. I mean, all of it. Absolutely all of it. This is 100% a communist takeover. Anybody that's not fighting against this thereby is a sympathizer to communism. And if they're an elected official, by definition, that makes them a communist. I mean, how did this happen? This sounds like the GOP has actually been infiltrated with communists.
The parties work together to do this. I mean, this isn't one of those things where we had a Republican Party that we knew many years ago or a Democratic Party that we knew many years ago. They're working together for these agendas, for these narratives. I mean, if you look at who's paying for what, if you really look at campaign financing and who's paying these lobbying firms, you'll see it's the same money. Whether it's Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, the unions, they're paying both parties, and they're paying them in some cases very evenly. And so you can't tell me that there's some type of that they're working individually for their parties. They're not. I mean, they're bought and paid for. And that's my personal opinion.
When you look into South Carolina, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
When you have a situation with the audit and it was never going to happen, it wasn't going to happen from either side. So you had both sides against the sitting senator. And then that sitting senator, when he tried to push it, he lost everything. He lost his Senate caucus seat. He lost his staff. I mean, it's just, and then you have the Senate leadership lying about how we were taken, that we're still working, that Doug Mastriano was trying to use illegal funds to pay for this audit. That's just, it's all theatric, it's all optics, but it's all favorable optics for Jake Corman and his run for governor. And so they work together.
They get propped up.
They do.
By the communists. I mean, I don't, listen, I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. This is really what this is. And we have to be able to call it out for what it is. What I started to say is if you look in South Carolina, you have Lindsey Graham there. This guy is the call girl for Pfizer. I mean, that's his number one donor. And that's why he won't answer questions about vaccine mandates and things like that, because he's profiteering. And then you look in Georgia, we have a sitting U.S. Congresswoman who is, her whole campaign was launched based on, I'm going to go after rhinos. I'm going to name them. I'm going to expose them. I'm going to fight the establishment. And she raises all kinds of money in the name of defeating the establishment deep state, right? And then she turns around and gives all of the money that she raised right back to Kevin McCarthy. I mean, yeah. Right back to the GOP, right back to the very beast system, the machine that real America First conservatives out here in flyover country are trying to defeat, to take our government back, a government of, by, and for the people. And if we don't get 2020 fixed, we will never, ever in this country have a fair election again.
And that's correct.
It's no secret that Pennsylvania is the dirtiest of the dirty. This has to get done. So what's the remedy?
remedy is, I mean, we have, first of all, the one thing we don't want is for people to stop voting because they've lost confidence in their election. I've heard this, all the speaking events I've had, I'm going to just stop voting. That's not the answer. Please vote. The second thing is we have to go ahead and get the audit done. And if that means that the Senate's not going to do it, and they're not, it's all theatrics, it's all optics. They're not really making any momentum. There's no plan being executed right now or being driven the way I delivered it with Doug Mastriano. Then we have to have a third party do it. I mean, we have people in this state that are willing to do an audit of the 2020 election. And if they can go ahead and get support from those counties to do it, then we need to do that. But the other thing too, people have to get smart. They have to get smart on who they're voting for. I talk about this all the time. If you wouldn't have somebody in your house, don't vote for them. If you wouldn't be friends with them or trust your family with them, don't vote for them, because they have a lot of influence on your lives. These people that get on stage and talk about, we're going to do this for you, we're going to do that for you, you know, we are Republican, we represent Republican values. It's not true. All they care about 100%. Is their seats. All they care about is who's paying for who. Those are the values they represent. We have to start primarying these candidates out. These grassroots have to come together across the state of Pennsylvania and work in coordination with one another, which is an effort I'm leading right now for the state of Pennsylvania. It's okay, to put all these grassroots together.
Where can people go to get on board with helping you? I think it's really important. I got about 30 seconds left here.
No problem. So we can go to Lamps of Liberty. It's www.lampsofliberty.com. That's the movement. That's the effort. They can sign up on that website and we'll reach out to you and we'll get you with the right grassroots, or we'll bring you into Lamps of Liberty. But again, it's a coordinated effort to go ahead and take the voice back for the people and not let the companies buy it.
Yeah, absolutely. Corporate America, special interests, big conglomerate, globalist funded enterprises are doing everything that they can to get in the way. And sadly, the GOP, as weak as they are, have been infiltrated, and they are acting as a part and extension of that in this uniparty system that we are now awake to. Tony DeGespy, excuse me. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so just to be clear, fighting to right 2020, fighting to fix that election, doesn't mean taking cute viral selfies and posting them above a big fat donate here button. No. Nobody's interested in that. What we're interested in is you leading the charge to expose the fraud, collecting the data, organizing teams, holding rallies, touring the country. If you're a U.S. congressperson, you represent the entire country, not just your state. And if you're in one of these battleground swing states where fraud was rampant, you better do a whole lot more than selfies. Stop demonstrating that the uniparty is a real conspiracy. And show us that you're willing to walk the walk instead of just talking this nonsense, viral celebrity politics, pro wrestling talk. It's all jive talk. StepOnSocks.com is a premier sponsor here on The Stu Peters Show. Go to StepOnSocks.com. These things are absolutely brilliant. They're going to be enshrined, ensconced in glass somewhere, some Patriot Museum somewhere. I swear, when we defeat this uniparty, and that's going to include a lot of so-called Republican conservatives. They're fake. They're phonies. You can step on them. There's all kinds of different versions over at steponsocks.com. Get there right now. Get the Trust in God sock, the classic version, which features Obama, Clinton, Fauci, Gates, Pelosi, Biden. There are Cuomo versions. There are Whitmer versions, Pence. All these people. Newsom. Step on these snakes all day long. Plus, silver available at steponsocks.com right now. Here's my third bag of silver. Invest. Go ahead. Order silver. Precious metals are important. You can get those at steponsocks.com, as well as Second Amendment flags and more. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. Well, if you have been following the COVID-19 vaccine side effects at all, or intended consequences, you've heard about the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. That's the website used by the CDC. It's the system whose data indicates that these vaccines have had by far more deaths and side effects linked to them than any and all prior vaccines in history combined. And that's despite the fact that countless doctors and nurses and hospitals are refusing to report side effects for ideological or political reasons. But even now, new discoveries are being made with this VAERS data, A new analysis from the Daily Exposé finds that of all of the deaths reported from COVID-19 vaccinations, 100% of them come from just 5% of vaccine batches. And even in that group, a handful of vaccine batches have had far more deaths and adverse reactions than the rest. There's a whole lot to this, and somebody that we want to talk to about this is Dr. Jane Ruby, because she's an expert pharmaceutical researcher who joins us now. So if this is true, is it shoddy quality control for vaccines that caused tainted batches to go out that just killed thousands of people unnecessarily just by coincidence? Or is there more to this?
I wish it were just a matter of quality control, Stu, but I don't, you know, usually when those kinds of things slip through the cracks, you have, you know, drugs or entities that don't work. They don't work in everyone in the population. They have other kinds of things in them. But what we're seeing here, you don't usually see that when, you know, people are dying and getting permanently disabled in one part of the country, but not in other parts of the country. And that's really what this zeroes in on. And I want to just give everybody a caveat. We all know that the VAERS system is only supposedly 1% of what's or less of what's really going on, but it's not a useless tool. It's an incredibly valuable tool, and we get a lot of very concerning information out of it. What happened here was some entity from Exposé or that they're representing pulled some data from VAERS, and I'm actually surprised it hasn't been done sooner than this, to be honest with you. The data was taken from up to October 15th of this year, and what they did was they looked at all the adverse events reported and that stayed in the VAERS system against Pfizer and Moderna by lot number. And so what they basically found here was the analysis reported deaths due to the Pfizer vaccine, I say vaccine, you know that, were only associated with certain batches of the injections. I provided your producers with a chart for Pfizer. It actually shows that 96% of the lots of the Pfizer injections had zero death reports made against them. This means that about 2,800 reported deaths were associated with just 4% of the lots of Pfizer vaccines, injection vials. Now, remember, this is not 100% of the universe of all adverse events. I have to keep saying that, but it is incredibly valuable information. Also, remember, five lot numbers from Pfizer were associated with ranges, wherever those lots landed, of 61 to 80 deaths each. Another group of five lot numbers were associated with ranges of 81 to 100 deaths each. And just two separate lot numbers were associated with over 100 deaths each. Now you can see how it's spread out. The same can be seen in the Moderna analysis. 95% of the Moderna lots showed death reports made against them. This means that 2,600 deaths were associated with just 5% of the lots of Moderna vaccine. So listen to this, 13 lot numbers were associated with 41 to 60 deaths in those sections, and two lot numbers were associated with 61 to 80 deaths, and one lot number, in other words, lot numbers appear in, you know, there are multiple versions of that lot number, right? One lot number was associated with groups that saw 81 to 100 deaths. Now, this investigation of the VAERS data also found that batches of Pfizer and Moderna injections were distributed, and here's the key part that really is fascinating to me, to between 13 and 50 United States, right, U.S. states, across our country, and had unusually high numbers of adverse events. So what we're looking at here, when we see this finding number two, and this is one of the charts I've provided, the Pfizer lots that were sent to 13 to 50 states had unusually high adverse event reports and deaths. Let me explain. Well, the group of lots that were sent to 13 to 50 states, you saw things like total AE reports, 166,000, coming from 130 lots, okay? Whereas another group of lot numbers that went to less than 12 U.S. states, they only saw 9,100 deaths, right? Or not 99 deaths and 9,100 AEs. Look, this, the chart on the third, I want to know who the 13 states are.
Yeah.
I want to know who all of these states are.
Me too.
Because this proves to me, I mean, to me, it's pretty close. It's not absolute proof, but it's pretty highly suspicious. This doesn't happen by chance, folks. Here, listen to these. I know people are probably drooling to hear the lot numbers, and you can get it from the report. But the most harmful lot number in the Pfizer group is E like Edward, K like kite, 9231, causing over 3,500 adverse event reports.
Echo Kilo 9231, for those of you that didn't get it, Echo Kilo 9231.
Absolutely. Adverse event reports against the Moderna vaccine by lot number, the most harmful Moderna-related lot number was 039, I'll say kilo, since you taught me that, 20A for alpha, 039 kilo 20 alpha, causing over 4,000. Each of those, that lot number, when batches went out of that lot number, they were associated with over 4,000 adverse event reports. The second most harmful batch of Moderna vaccine was assigned the lot number 041L20alpha, right? And interestingly, that particular lot number, 041L20alpha, was actually pulled by the California Department of Health earlier this year because they said it had too many allergic reactions. It's not an allergy. It's a death shot. It's an injury shot, right? That doesn't mean that that lot number was pulled from everywhere in the United States. That means that California put it on ice, okay? It's a figure of speech. But it wasn't pulled by the company. And this is where we have evidence that we have no FDA, we have no DOJ, we have no human subjects review board that's checking in, getting periodic reports on the safety of these things. Anybody that doubts that this isn't premeditated murder paced out to keep the public from overthrowing authorities, to keep the sheep from coming in dutifully to get their shots and to nail our babies and children is just deaf, dumb, blind, or dead. That's all I can say, Stu.
We saw some video over the weekend of United States Army National Guard troops parked outside the back door of what appeared to be a middle school. And this was taking place last week. I viewed it over the weekend. And these Army National Guard troops were there with a tent set up and some sociopathic school staff, and they had screens set up so that people from the road could not film because they caught people filming. But they're coercing these kids. They're bribing these kids. They're using peer pressure for these kids, and they're dragging them out of the back door of the school in broad daylight, hiding behind curtains and screens, and injecting these kids.
Yeah, Stu, people thought that there was an innocent placebo group because this was an experiment. This is not an experiment, folks. These realities, this expose is being ignored by all U.S. authorities. You just had an FDA panel, which I believe is really Pfizer, which is really China, approve this for 5 to 11-year-olds, right? Certain batches are more deadly. I want to know what state got what, because I want to know if the states that got the more deadly batches are red states. How's that? How's that for a hypothesis? Let's check that out. I've written to Expose UK. I've as the medical contributor from your show, and I've requested information on which states are involved. So I'm hoping they respond. I hope we get that information. But listen, the most deadly set of batches was sent to specific regions of the country, and the least harmful were sent to other specific parts of the country, Stu.
Be careful in Florida. I know that. Be careful in Florida. This federal government absolutely despises Ron DeSantis, and they have weaponized every single asset at their disposal to go after that state, which still seems to be the most free. Dr. Jane
we
Ruby,
are.
I really appreciate you being here with us. This is unbelievable information, and we thank you for bringing it. I want to take this opportunity to remind you that you can actually protect yourself, protect your kids against this shedding, against the virus, against any virus, including influenza. Go to ZStackProtocol.com right now. Dr. Zev Zelenko has put together a one-pill formula that you take twice a day. He calls it the COVID killer. This guy is responsible for saving thousands of lives in upstate New York. He's the Nobel Prize nominee, Presidential Medal of Freedom nominee. 99.9% of the COVID patients that he treated, the high-risk COVID patients that he treated, he successfully treated, and they recovered fully. Go to ZStackProtocol.com right now. The kids' version in gummies, available now for pre-order. You're going to want to pre-order. They're in very high demand. Put this stuff on auto-ship to avoid any delays. There were some delays right away at the beginning. Dr. Zelenko and his team say that they have caught up on all of this. So go to ZStackProtocol.com right now. Protect yourself from these chimerically engineered, taxpayer-funded, sociopathic, Tony Fauci, Wuhan lab-engineered viruses. Protect yourself and your kids. Go to ZStackProtocol.com right now. Again, that's ZStackProtocol.com. We want to give you an update on a story recently featured on this program. About 10 days ago, we spoke with Callie Newkirk. She's the administrative assistant at the Mayo Clinic who suffered severe side effects after receiving the first dose of these so-called vaccines. She was hospitalized for 10 days. She suffered two miscarriages in a row within a matter of just months. All she asked for was a vaccine exemption based on her personal reaction so she could hopefully continue to have the children that she wants to have. The Mayo Clinic refused. No exemption for Callie Newkirk. And Newkirk tells us that her doctors also refused to log her medical problems as a vaccine side effect. But that's not all that we spoke about. Callie told us how ailing patients are having their food snatched away from them because they took their oxygen masks down to eat. They're being punished. She also told us that nurses at the clinic increasingly view only the vaccinated as worthy of treatment. Well, when Callie came on this show, she had already submitted her letter of resignation. She wasn't going to keep working at Mayo if they insisted that she keep poisoning herself with a vaccine that she already knew was harmful to her. All Mayo had to do was wait for her to leave, but that wasn't good enough for them. As soon as they heard that she had come on this show to speak out about what was being done to her, they fired her. Get out right now. So that's how Mayo Clinic feels about anybody who speaks out on this. But there are a lot of other people who still work there. There's cardiologist Courtney Bennett, whose advice to unvaccinated people who get sick is, please go die. There's general surgeon Mark Sawyer, who posts fantasies on Facebook about getting to deny sick people health care, fantasizing about rhythmically kicking them in the genitalia, staring into their eyes as they die, saying, it's too late. Those people are still employees in good standing at Mayo. Those are the kind of people that they want, but they don't want women like Callie Newkirk. Worth knowing. Meanwhile, the military is purging any personnel that don't bow to St. Fauci in the global health cabal. Edward Zoll is live in Florida with details on West Point cadets being very badly treated. Edward?
Thanks, Stu. The U.S. Army and the U.S. military at large had one mission starting out. It was to beat the British, get rid of unjust mandates. At the time, it was taxation, but their core mission was to win, but to win as a team. Now, they have a different mission today. A lot of service members are facing down expulsion. Expulsion for not taking the vaccine, not successfully getting a religious or a medical exemption. Many of the people in the military that have spoken out are saying that this is an attempt to purge the ranks of patriotism. Now, the Secretary of Defense has made it clear that with Pfizer's approval of Comirnaty, the military must take this or they'll be removed. The spokesman for the Pentagon, John Kirby, said that they're going to pursue a compassionate approach. This is something that many are saying is not happening. It's about 12,000 airmen, for example, who have rejected the order, and tomorrow, that's a deadline for the Air Force, they will face basically a court-martial, a removal from the military, or maybe even bad duty, something that they won't want to be able to help their careers, but they won't be able to carry on in the military. But this is what John Kirby said at the Pentagon regarding these religious exemptions.
Leaders throughout the department are going to handle the mandatory vaccination program with compassion and with understanding, and with a full suite of tools available to them to try to get members who are resistant to do the right thing. I think you can see from the numbers I just gave Megan, there's not a lot of resistance. People understand that this is an important program and they're participating in it.
Compassion, understanding. Many in the military don't feel they're getting that. They're facing court-martial or dismissal. It's get the jab or you'll be jobless. You don't get to serve unless you spiritually submit. And that's the case for three West Point cadets who've spoken out. Willow Brown, Hannah McDonald, and Nikayla Sampson. Now, these three, they made their objection pretty clear early on. And for this, they were coerced, abused, and discriminated against. This is from their own testimony. Now they're coming out, they're speaking out, because they have been removed from West Point. This is where U.S. Army officers are trained and commissioned to lead soldiers. Well, they felt they were being leaders when they took this stand. But for this, they were placed in an unvaccinated, dirty platoon. A platoon of unwanted, unwarranted in this case, because these are the future leaders of our country. Now, they were also subjected to re-education briefings, twice a week COVID testing. Now, it doesn't matter if their fellow cadets could infect others or were being, getting exposed to coronavirus, because it only mattered for the unvaccinated. Now, they were restricted to base, they were kicked off rowing teams, but now they're free, but they're no longer able to serve. Now, for many in the military, it's not just West Point. Now, a document that has been leaked to the Stu Peters Show shows that there's about 7,195 airmen, this is coming for the Air Force tomorrow, that have rejected getting the vaccine. And they've also not been able to get a religious exemption. You see on screen here, zero exemptions have been given. But we've been told again by the Pentagon that an understanding, a compassionate approach is being taken, but no religious exemptions. Religious freedom, apparently, is not available for our service members. Now, the same has happened in the U.S. Army. Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, she is going to be testifying at a panel tomorrow for Senator Ron Johnson. But for many in the service, it's more a question about will they be able to live out their career, live out their service, serve their country, or will they have to change their philosophy, change their politics, and submit their body to the almighty medical God. Reporting for the Stu Peters Show, I'm Edward Zell.
Absolutely disgusting. Thank you, Edward, on the ground in Florida. Other people with boots on the ground, vaccine police, that's Christopher Key, becoming extremely effective against these communist petty tyrants. He's out there actually physically serving pharmacists with Nuremberg notifications. Yeah, do you know what the penalty is? I hope they're on notice. Doctors informing them, hey, there's serious malpractice suits here. You're denying people medical treatment. He's confronting hospital administrators, big pharma executives, and he's documenting it all. He records, video records everything. Go to vaccine-police.com and look at his efforts. This guy is putting up big, huge billboards in major metropolitan areas, forcing the local media to cover the existence of the billboards and then try to explain why they're there, demonstrating the eye-popping amount of adverse events caused by these series of shots and boosters. And now forcing our kids towards these things. This is full stop on this deal, and we have to have boots on the ground. Christopher Key is those boots. So you can fund him. You can help support him. Please go to vaccine-police.com and join me in financially funding the vaccine police. The resources are being used and becoming extremely effective. The only way that we win is by continuing the pressure in this information war. That's what this is all about. The more people that wake up, the more we continue to broadcast, the larger the platform grows, the more successful we become. And Christopher Key realizes that, which is why he's putting up these billboards, which is why he's making scenes kind of really sometimes in public to bring awareness to what it is that's going on. He's waking a lot of people up. Go to vaccine-police.com. Please, if you can, support him. If you're called to do so financially, go to vaccine-police.com and support Christopher Key's efforts again at vaccine-police.com. Well, I'm sure you've heard the saying, if you don't like bacon, well, you're just un-American. And now the government, the Biden regime, is going whole hog on inflating the cost of your pork. That's right, among other things. Carlos Cortez joins us. We're talking inflation on today's Money Minute. He's our in-house financial expert. You can find him at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. We're going to pay a whole lot for the hog when we're going to the store now, among other things.
Even lumber, Stu, as you've seen it, Home Depot, Lowe's, wherever you go and wherever your builder is at. Wood is through the roof, so is milk, and so is everyday commodities that we consume. The problem is Social Security. Our patriots that are on fixed income right now, they're really hitting the punch, and they're really feeling the pinch. I'm sorry. There's just no cost of living adjustment. Fortunately, this year, we're getting a 5% cost of adjustment from the government, and that's just going to get taxed on and taxed on and taxed on. And so I really want to focus on the biggest problem right now is the stealth tax. It's a huge problem. And it's the number two problem when it comes to retirement, healthcare being number one. Taxes and inflation is very deadly in retirement. And tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, I'm doing a class on Social Security and taxation and how to save your money from this evil regime that's always in your pocket.
And we need that instruction because so oftentimes we listen to people on the internet, where to invest, what to do, and then people end up losing the farm, no pun intended, on the pork inflation. Make sure that you visit Carlos Cortez right now. Secure your spot for tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. You can do it from your couch. You can do it from your bathroom if you want to, in your pajamas. You can do it with a mouse. You can do it with the Cat in the Hat. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and secure your spot until tomorrow at this time. Here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it because we're the ones that's used to it. I'm praying for you. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, see.